You have been arrested recently?
I was detained on the, it was Monday, 9th of June. I was detained for one night. Yeah, it was, we were detained at Monday around 3 p.m. and then released on Tuesday around 8 p.m. I have been arrested before, but this time the experience was really terrifying. Because with the reports that we had and also the realities that people were being killed, detained and being killed. So this time it was really terrifying. And also the threats and the intimidation that we received from the police, it was really, really terrifying. Before I had been detained for 6 nights, and that was in May 2007. The place is not suitable for human habitation at all. Even if you are a prisoner, but then it's not even fit for human habitation. There are no ablution facilities. There is no water. There is no electricity. You'll be totally in the dark. No blankets. And you're asked to remove your shoes, your jerseys, your ties, everything. Just have one shirt and one pair of trousers, and then you are asked to sleep on cold floor. And this time it was really cold because we're in the middle of winter.
How would you describe the current situation in Zimbabwe?
At the moment, I can say the violence is really out of hand. In the past few days, we used to have, say, violence was rampant in the rural areas, but now it is all over the country. Urban areas are not spared this time. And in terms of food supply, it's really, really critical at the moment. We had a poor harvest last season, and then the food agencies that have been distributing food to throughout the country have been outlawed by Mugabe. Then people are starving, and close to 2 million children face starvation, and the rural folk also face starvation because they are the poor peasant farmers, most of them, and they have nothing to eat. There is no food in Zimbabwe, actually. And half of the population may face starvation if there is no food intervention in terms of urgency in the next 2 months.
Do you think the Zimbabwean churches have done enough and are doing enough to deal with the crisis in Zimbabwe?
We had a meeting with the churches in Zimbabwe. They've tried their best, and I think they wanted to observe the elections. They are helping the victims of violence. They are intervening in terms of humanitarian intervention. And actually, at the moment, they've run out of resources. They have no food now. Their food reserves have been overwhelmed by the intensity of the crisis, such that to an extent that they can no longer feed the people, they can no longer house the people. Even if some churches house the people, the ZANU-PF militias are coming and taking those people back to the rural areas, because Mugabe is claiming Tsvangirai is just taking people and grouping people in towns so that you tell the world Mugabe is killing these people. So the churches in Zimbabwe are doing their best to intervene in terms of humanitarian crisis, and also in terms of the political crisis. The churches were very much willing to observe the elections, but then the government is saying churches should limit their roles to the pulpit. They should not go beyond the pulpit. And he was saying, the Minister of Justice was saying, we will not accredit any church observer. In Zimbabwe, we have around 9,000 polling stations, and the churches were only asked to submit 500 names of observers, which means they will not observe the election, but they tried it democratically. It's their democratic right. It's a democratic right of every Zimbabwean who wants to observe the election must be accredited through the Minister of Justice. And then they've denied that right, and they believe they've tried their best.
What can churches from outside Zimbabwe do to support the Zimbabwean people in this?
I think the churches really need to intervene urgently to help the humanitarian crisis that in Zimbabwe. Children are facing starvation, children out of school, and we are in the middle of winter. Close to 40,000 people have been displaced. There are no blankets, they have no shelter, and they have nothing to eat. They have no access to any healthcare facility. So I think and I hope the churches will do a great job, because we believe the churches can help the people because they are close to the communities, they live in the communities, they are situated in the communities where people live, and thus they can give people food, they can offer accommodation and shelter to the people of Zimbabwe who are really in dire need of them at the moment. At the moment, it's really difficult for the churches to intervene to solve the political stalemate that is in the country at the moment. But we believe they can do a great help in terms of the humanitarian crisis that is there.
What consequences do you see from the withdrawal of the leading opposition leader that happened recently?
Firstly, as an individual, I was not disappointed. And I believe as a movement, it was the right thing to do, because he valued the lives of the people of Zimbabwe first before any political ambition or any other thing. So it was a right decision. We are not disappointed as Zimbabweans. Maybe his withdrawal might not change the political situation in the short term, but we believe there must be a framework for free and fair elections, because we need to give elections an integrity, so that we believe and we must urge the United Nations to make sure that these elections are not just cancelled forever, but they must be postponed, and then we work for mechanisms to create a free and fair environment, an environment conducive for a free and fair election in Zimbabwe, and not people to withdraw and then the Mugabe has declared the winner. The elections must be postponed, and then we work for mechanism to create an environment conducive for an election to take place, just like what we had before 29 March.